పదానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్రిజే గురవే గౌరచంద్రాయ రాధికాయై తదాలయై కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ భక్తాయ తద్భక్తాయ యం ప్రవ్రజంతమనుపేతమపేతకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరయాజిభా పుత్రేతి తన్మయతయా సర్వోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిమా తవైవాస్మి న జీవామి త్వయా వినా ఇతి విజ్ఞాయ రాధే తం నయమామ చరణం. I request you to come with me in Vrindavan. Gopis are assembled in each houses and they are by their foresight. They are seeing Krishna is going and playing on floor. Very beautiful Krishna. They are hearing this very sweet voice of flute. And all are totally immersed in that. Oh, they are telling, discussing to each other. One Sakhi is telling, Sakhi, oh, at once, what are you doing? Come on with me. Come on. Don't delay. Otherwise, Krishna will go away. I know the fruit of these eyes are only one. And what is that? To have a darshan of Krishna. Only. If you have no darshan of Krishna, your eyes are what?
Blind.
Useless. To be blind, oh, very good. Only this fruit of these eyes. Only one. To have a darshan of Krishna. Who is Krishna? Who is killing Kansa? Oh, he is killing other demons? No. When Krishna is going in cowherd, with cowherd voice, with so many less and less cows, and playing on his float to have a darshan of Krishna. Brajesha sutayo anuvenu justam. Oh, the two sons of Brajan, Nanda Baba, Ram and Krishna. Even Ram, being a son of Vasudev, oh, he never thinks that I am son of Vasudeva. I am son of Nanda and Yashoda. Always. Brajesha sutayo. Anuvenu justam. Oh, he is some fought rear. And piche thoda. Behind. And Ram, what doing? Oh, he is forward. To all, on the front of all the cows and cowherd boys. Why? He is a Rashi. He knows that if I am with Krishna, both will be unhappy. They may die in separation. So I should give chance. And she becomes forward. Also there is a meaning. So she is telling, oh, just come on with me. Oh, and that Gopi is telling, oh, I cannot go. I fear my mother-in-law, my husband, and my other relatives. They will chastise me. I cannot go. Let them do. No harm. But I cannot go. I am very I feel same. I cannot go. Oh, if you will see from a distance to that very beautiful Krishna playing on foot, smiling, or all kinds of hesitations, all kinds of shame, all kinds of obstacles, automatically will go. Don't. But if Krishna goes forward and he passes away this lane, then what to do? Come on. Also there is a meaning, hidden meaning. What? Anuvenu justam brajesu sutayo. In Vrindavan, in Braja, there are two Brajes. Brajes means the king of Braja. One is Nanda Baba and other is Vrishabhanu Baba. Vrishabhanu Baba has so many, much more wealth. If Nanda Baba has cow, 9 live cows, then Vrishabhanu Maharaj, how much? 11 lakhs of cows. More. He is much, much wealthy because Lakshmi is there. Lakshmi, who is Lakshmi? Lakshmi, of Lakshmi is there. So he is very wealthy. Krishna is wealthy only for Radhika. Otherwise he is like zero, no wealthy. So Radhika is there. So Radhika is also a daughter of Brajendra. Here Krishna also. Anuvenu justam. What is the meaning? Something? Oh. First Krishna played on flute and then after that Radhika. Oh, don't sleep. Don't close your eyes. Oh, Prabhu. Oh, Dividasu. Divid. Divid Prabhu. Divid. Divid, you know? Of Dwarka Devi. Baldev Prabhu killed.
It was a gorilla.
Huh?
It was a gorilla. Big monkey, gorilla.
Yes. Oh, who played the part of that Devi? So, yes sir, we like that. And here.
Don't go in trance, we are in hospital, not in trance.
Then, what are you asking? Don't sleep. This is not a place of sleeping. Anuvenu justam means, oh, first Krishna played on flute, then Srimati Radhika, you have done wrong. Oh, let me do. And she took forcibly that flute and then began to
play
and to teach Krishna. Anuvenu justam, this meaning. So if anyone is looking seen by these eyes, Krishna with Radhika there, playing on flute. Oh, these eyes are actually
successful.
But that Sakhi was not ready to go, but he saw Krishna from distance. Oh, from your groves, from your window you can see. And when he saw his chastness, his all things, she forget everything and observe, and quickly she ran away to see Krishna. What is this? Who are these gopis? If we can follow this high class of associates of Krishna, these gopis are not anything other, they are himself Krishna. Krishna has become into two parts, Radha and Krishna, and all gopis are bodily manifestation of Radha. So they have descended to this world to show something, that we can learn something from these things. Be attached like this. All attachments should go away quickly. You know, the wife of Raghunath Das Goswami was how beautiful in that Indian, or she was Miss India. Perhaps if she would have a stand for Miss Universe, or she can also compete. But Raghunath Das Goswami, for Raghunath Das Goswami, what? Like any wood, dry wood. She could not attract. Why? Because there was some attachment for Krishna. How? Yadunandan and Haridas Thakur, and especially, not Haridas Thakur, Sir Damodar. They have given this attachment. So if a guru can give some attachment for Krishna, he is actually guru. And you should try to be attached to with Krishna in this way, process. Following them, day and night. That is this sloks have been given by Vyasa and Sukadeva Goswami. Very important this song is there. So gopis are here telling so many things. What they are telling? Chutabraval Barhasta Kotpalaksha Malanu Prikta Paridhan Vichitra Veshau Madhe Direjatu Alam Pasupal Gushtam Rangi Jathan Vataro Kwachagaya Madhe. Oh, come on, very soon. Why you are wasting your time in your house? Come on with me. Oh, see Krishna, how he is. Chuta Prabhal Barhasko Malanu Prikta Paridhan Vichitra Veshau. Oh, Krishna is decorated with very new leaves of mango and other leaves or radish. These radish are anurag. Anurag means love and affection. It shows. Praval, Barha, he has taken. Very beautiful peacock feather here. And Utpal. Utpal means kamal, lotus, flowers. Malan Utpakta Paridhan Vichitra Vesha. Like peacocks, you see, more than seven colors are in their feathers. Krishna, having so many decorated with flowers, and his this peacock feather, more beautiful than peacock, and dancing, his taking float, and singing, and also in a position of dancing mood. Seeing this, all the peacocks of the forest saw Krishna. That this is like a cloud, new cloud, full of water. And when they saw, they began to dance on the tune of his float. And when they saw that, this Banshiwala is very expert, and I can dance on his tune so much. So they gave a peacock feather
as a gift.
And Krishna took it in. So always, he keeps here as a donation from peacocks. And that is why he is telling, मध्ये दिरे जतु अलम पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे जथा नवटरौ कुचभाय. And in the midst of, in the assembly of all the cowherd boy, peacock shorts, dancing, Krishna is playing on flute and all boys are very happy surrounding. And what telling? Jai ho tumhari, Krishna jai ho tumhari, like jai ho, glorifying Krishna. Very beautiful scene. Even Chatushan, Brahma, Shankar, they cannot see this scene in Braja. They pray only to have a darshan like this. But gopis, oh, they are seeing. And they are seeing this scene as if that Krishna is in front of them and singing and dancing. Gopya, kim acharadayam, kusalashma veno, damodara dharsudhamati gopikanam, bhungte isvayam jadavasishtara sanghridanyo, hishattacho, asru mamusya starvo deyatharya. Oh, my dear Shakhi, my friend, oh, I want to know what austerities the gopis had done in past lives. What austerities they have done, whether they have taken bath in so many tirtha, or they have donated something, or what they have done, I don't know. If I know, if you know, then tell me, I will do like that. Same. What? Gopis are telling to others, for what? Oh, this flute made of only bamboo,
dry bamboo.
Oh, what she has done before, that she became a venu, like male form, venu. And he is sitting here on the lips of Krishna. And what doing? All totally the rush, the juice of nectarine, all being male and in full way, not making any remittance,
not leaving a drop also.
All totally they are taking. Who?
Ben.
Being a male. And this is the wealth of our wealth. Because we are gopi. No one can touch this. But this male venu, showing us like this, what means?
You are not qualifying.
And what can you do? You can do anything. In front of you, I am taking this melody, this nectar. Oh. He told that it may be your property, no harm, but I will take forcibly. What can you do? You can do anything. Like this, in this mood. So. And his relatives, father, mother, and all others, forefather and all, are very happy. Like what? If anyone have a good child, very qualified, then his father, forefathers will be very happy. So all the trees, bamboos, all the trees almost, they are father of this bamboo. And mother who? From where he takes water, milk, all these ponds, rivers, like Yamuna, Manasi Ganga, Pavan Sarovar, like these. These are mothers. And father whom?
Bamboo.
Big trees, like mango, or kadamba and all bamboos. They are very happy because from tree, oh, tejas are coming. Oh, how beautiful and very qualified. I have a son or in this. And mothers. How you know that they are very happy? Because some tears are coming. Ananda Ashru. Ananda Ashru means
tears of?
Joy. Also some tears come. Oh, tear of sorrow and suffering. They are hot. But the tears with a love affection, they are cool. So they are very happy. So, I want to, this Gopi is telling, how fortunate are that bamboo, fish, and how fortunate their father, mother and all. So I want to know what authorities, what donation, what they have done that he became a bamboo like this and Venu, and he is taking all the juice of nectar of Krishna. Vrindavanam. Shakibho vittinoti kirtim jaddeva kishuta padambuja lagdha lakshmi govinda venum anumitta mayura nittam prekshadiswan avartani samasta sattam. Oh, this Vrindavan is more glorious than even heaven and Vaikuntha. Why? Devaki Sutta Padambuja Labdha Lakshmi. The son of Yashoda. Walking without any shoe, without any sandal, naked feet.
Barefooted.
And everywhere, the shine of his feet are everywhere. What? Vajra, dhvaja, ankush and so many things. So many things. So now, earth is so much fortunate. Then, even, and in earth, Vrindavan is fortunate. And in Vrindavan, where these fates are there, like Govardhan, like Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Nandagaon, Varshana, Bank of Jamuna, all these feet, marks of the Krishna feet are there.
Dhanya swamudhamato apiharinyaita. Jananda nanda namupatta vichitra vesham akarna venu ranitam saha Krishna sara pujang dadhau virichitang pranayavaluko.
These deers are so much fortunate. Dhanya. Though they are foolish, they don't know how a
hunter
will come and shoot them. But even being foolish, they are so much fortunate. Hearing the flute voice of Krishna and looking the beauty of Krishna, they come all very nearer. No fear at all. And their husbands what? Oh, you should go on. No harm. We are with you. Anyone cannot tell you. So you should go on. And these dears what doing? Pranaya. Oh, praying to Krishna for his love and affection. What is the meaning? Oh, see how fortunate these dears, that their husband also are helping them. But our husband, if they will hear, they will punish us, chastise us. They can break our legs. Even they can shoot. Not favorable. So I want that I should die at once. And I want to be a deer to meet Krishna. How they are observed as if Krishna is in their front and they are realizing. Why Vyasadeva or Sukadeva Goswami telling Srimad Bhagavat to whom? And who is going to die? Why these lusty things? If there are lusty things, why is telling to Gopis, to Parikshit Maharaj is going to die? Not lusty. We should take their love and affection to follow. I have heard that some devotees have made a rule that if an animal will tell Radhe, Radhe, Gopi, Gopi, they will explain from their temple. They will kick out them.
They can come here.
Oh, go. You should take shelter to Narayan Maharaj for this. So, we should try to take the essence of these things. How gopis are observed? If we can be. My explanation is only to tell you what class of attachment is here, gopis to Krishna. Whole day and night talking like this. And they don't know when night comes, goes, when days comes and days goes. This is the solution of all kinds of problems forever. And to have a love and affection for Krishna. Though, first we should be like what I am telling in my morning class. You should try to follow all these rules and regulations. But if a chance comes to hear from any high class of wisdom, don't neglect. You should share. We are singing here in this class, Sita, Kamala, Kucha Mandala. Oh, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, and so many things. You are singing also this song, Radhika. Muninda Vinda Vandite. Ar Namami Nanda Nandanam, these songs. Very high class, Yasomati Nandana Brajabandhu. In the time of Prabhupada, this kirtan was prohibited. Any unqualified person should. Why? Oh. We should not also neglect the songs of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Saranagati. Saranagati. Also, the songs of Narottam Thakur, what he has told. We should also remember all these things. But those who are senior, unsincere, has developed some standard. They should also try to hear and to sing these songs. It will be very helpful for them. But for not unqualified person. So I am giving hint of all these things. In morning class, how we should practice bhakti, vaidhi bhakti. And now I am telling about something about Radha Nuda. Vaidhi bhakti makes so much lay. But for qualified person, Radha Nuda bhakti, oh, very, very soon it develops. Kato smayo. Krishna, Krishnam nirich, vanitotsava rupashilam. Sutvacha tat kvanita venu vivikta vitam. Devyo vimana gataya smaranan nusara. Bhasat prasuna kavaram muhur vinapyam. Oh, see, how fortunate these demigods are. Demigoddesses. For their wives of demigods. Oh, Vanitotsava means, oh, sing this ras and sing the flute of Krishna and the beauty of Krishna. Being in the lap of their husband in
aeroplane,
Biman, Pushpak Biman. And they become, they used to be faint. Where I am? What doing? Who am I? Everything. Oh, there is something here. Can demi goddesses can see Raslila? Oh, they can. But their husbands, no. Like Jagyapatni, the wives of the Brahmins of Mathura, they came to Krishna and pleased with very sweet preparation. But their husbands, oh, they are very far away. So demigods were there. What they saw? Nothing. They were saying, oh, hearing something. But not seeing all this Mahotsav of Raslila and everything. But they were thinking. They were seeing, taking darshan. If the heart of the males are so much hard, very hard. It is very hard to melt them. But for demigoddesses, it melted. And they wish that we should serve gopis. They wish, they can wish. Dabhyabhimanagataya smarnan nusara. Oh, we want to be demigoddesses. We want to die at once. Because demigoddesses are helped by their husband to take their aeroplane there. And gopis are, they are helping these demigoddesses. So we want to be demigoddesses. That even we are married to them, no harm. And we will come and take darshan of Krishna and we will saw this Raslila. But we cannot. Our husbands are like demons. They don't allow us. Gavascha, what to tell all demigods? They are higher species of jiva souls. Oh, they see the cows and their calves. How they are? Oh, very far away they are hearing the flute of Krishna. Cows were grazing. Oh, grass was full mouth in their mouth. And when they heard at once, oh, they did like this. Yeah. This is like a cup they did. They can do like this. They can do. If you go and do Nagar Sankirtan, oh, cows will running, coming. And they will do what? So they making their ears like a cup. And what? Grass was there. They cannot swallow. Or they cannot give up. They forget everything. And only nectar drinking for the earth. And what to tell of their calves? They were taking milk of their mother ours. And mouth was full by milk. But they cannot swallow, they cannot
give up.
They became like a statue. So how wonderful they are. How fortunate they are. We want to die. And once we want to be the cow of Krishna. And coughs. Sometimes Krishna will come and go like this. Sometimes cling the back of cows like mothers. He can wash the feet of cows. Like mother, he will give respect. So we want to die. and to be at once cow or calves. They are very fortunate. We are not fortunate. We cannot go to Krishna. If he is going to forest for cowherd, oh, we cannot go. Our mother-in-law will, oh, you should be here. Otherwise, the black serpent will come and bite you and you will die. Anyone cannot shed you. So you should be. Whether they are quarreling, these newly married gopis, why your daughter is going? And why yourself you are going there? Oh, you don't know. We know. So you should not go. You are new. First you should be perfect here and then you can go. Otherwise don't.
Nadyastada padharya mukunda gita avat lakshit manobhav bhagna vega drishtva alingana sthagit urmu bhujai murare grhananti pad jugalam.
What's this? Cows are animal. They are intelligent. But river, like a flow, water. But see, these rivers, like what? Like beloved. When they see Krishna playing on flute, are hearing his voice. Oh, his water stops, current stops, and whirling comes. Why? They cannot go giving up Krishna downwards. They cannot go. And from upside, water is coming. So what will be there? And by that, oh, they want to give up their heart in the lotus feet of Krishna. So, water goes up to embrace Krishna. Water. This river wants to embrace Krishna. But Krishna is what? Nirvikar.
Least affected.
No effect.
Indifference.
Eh?
Indifference.
Indifference. Oh, he is Udasin. Udasin is indifferent. Seeing this, oh, shame came. And thus she went down and took some lotus flowers and gave in the offers in the lotus feet of Krishna. Even a river, water can do, but we cannot do. We cannot give some pushpa in the lotus feet of Krishna. So we want to die and be the river water and to go to Krishna. What more? Purna pulinda urugaya padabhya raga shri kumkumena daitasthana manditena tad darsara smaran rujo tirna rushitena lipyanta anan kucha ushyahati. Oh, see, the forest girls, very low,
low cost,
black face and everything. Kulinda, hilly tribes. But even they are so fortunate. When Krishna goes to forest, oh, his footprints having some kumkum on grasses it comes. And when they see, oh, they take that kumkum and here they can do. As if Krishna is meeting with them. But we cannot do even this. Very good explanation of Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Thakur. I am giving some hint only. Not so much explained. In India I have explained and a book has come. Oh, Venu Gait. If you want to know more, you can read that book. I think that my all books can help you so much. The explanation of Gita, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it will help more. The life and life of my Gurudev, biography, it will help so much. All the books, about 40 books, Upadeshamrita, Manasiksha, Sikshashtakam, Jaiva Dharma,
it will help so much, so much. So you should try to read, and this will give you association of Vaishnava. She's telling to another Sakhi, oh Sakhi, Hantaya Madhrabala. Oh, see, Haridas Thakur, Haridas Giriraj Govardhan is how fortunate. Naked, barefoot, he walks on Govardhan with his cows and friends. In groves he plays with gopis, how fortunate is he? We want to be the dust of Govardhan, that Krishna will come and we will touch the lotus feet of Krishna. How he is lucky? He is not only serving Krishna, he is giving of very pure water of Manishi Ganga, of Kusum Sarovar, of Govinda Kunda,
of Sarakunda, Naval Kunda,
to cows, they drink water. Oh, his cowherd boy, he also serving by them. And so many fruits and flowers he is giving. Also some collar to decorate Krishna. You will go there, you will see that give some water on a stone of Giriraj Govardhan and it will come collar. Various collars will come. So Krishna, he decorates Krishna also. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan gives seeds to all children. Very good, good. And so much fragrance in his stones, as if Kasturi is there. Kasturi?
Musk
is there. So, we want to be a dust of. And they are totally observed. So, we should, if we will remember these past times, then it may be a greed will come to serve Krishna and Radhika in the line of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. So Srimad Bhagavat is very powerful grantha. So we should hear, but those who are qualified. Otherwise we should hear from high class of us, but always following, observing rules and regulations of Vaidhi Bhakti. Any kirtan? The wives of Brahmans of Mathura. They were doing austerities, fire sacrifice. In the middle of Vrindavan and Mathura. Oh. So many Brahmins. And their wives also came from Mathura to help them, their husbands. One day Krishna, for cow grazing, he came with cowherd boys and he was some hungry because their mother has sent something to eat, but they have sent it to Bhandirvan, not here. And they anyhow missed and they came to this forest. And in this forest only of trees without any fruit. There were so many trees. Ashok bridge. But no fruit at all. So all were feeling hungry. And they told to Krishna and Dao, a big demon has come. Please save us. Krishna told the what demon? Oh, hunger has come. We are so hungry. Please save us. Oh, you should go to Brahmins.
thousand as Brahman or Jan. Very learned and qualified. They can recite mantras so much. And they are doing fire sacrifice. There may be some, but humble and
polite.
So if you are going, and you can tell we have come with Krishna and Baldev. They must give something, so you should go and beg for them. They went there, and what became? Oh, you should tell after that. Who took class in morning? Morning? No class in morning? Oh. Many teachings in this pastime of Krishna and Brahmanis. So many. How this attachment came in the heart of Jagyapatni? Wow. They used to hear. From where? Anyone coming from Vrindavan Braja. Anyone like fruit sellers, like so many Brahmins used to go to Vrindavan and hear and see Krishna. They used to return and tell the beauty, the qualities of Krishna, smiling of Krishna. So gradually they were attached. Why we are not attached? We like, but no attachment is coming. Oh, there are so many unwanted things here. Sometimes being in our class and they want to go, return. Some has returned. They don't like because their heart are full of worldly desires and sense gratification and so on. So even you will hear, attachment will not come. But when your heart is full of all these things, if you will hear very little, like, oh, Jagyapatni, oh, attachment is bound to come, it will come. And they were waiting when we will see Krishna, when we will meet, when we will serve. After so long time, oh, Krishna gave mercifully that time, occasion. And he came nearer. Without any reason he came. He made a trick. Today he not went to the destination where to go, and he came to this side. He gave. So Krishna, always those who are so much sincere, having no any worldly desire, Krishna arranged a pure guru, that guru goes to him, like Swamiji came in these countries. So Krishna arranges, he sends a high class of devotees, that you should hear all arrangement from Krishna. So very soon attachment came in the heart of Dejipatni. And when they saw and heard, oh, Krishna has come very nearer. And all the cowherd boys, Ram and Krishna both, all are very hungry. What they have prepared for their sacrifice, for their helping their horsemen, oh, they forget everything. And all preparations, without any hesitation, and they brought to Krishna. Krishna saw, became very happy. And one which was checked in the house, locked in the house, in separation she left her very life. And she came first before these Jagyapatnis there. And they saw that she is there. A miracle. She came. Separation mode. Washed their all kinds of what? Unwanted thoughts, everything. And she came, reached there. Krishna told that, now you have brought preparation to me. I am accepting it. I am very happy.
Now you should return to your homes and serve your father, your husbands. Though they are blind, they are lame, they cannot make any money even if they are not beautiful.
Handicapped.
Even you should not give up your husbands. If chastising, even you should not. You should be very tolerant and you should return back. They told, you should remember your promise. What promise? Krishna has promised, Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyam. What meaning? Oh, you should follow Shastra. We are following, giving all this. Sarva dharmana pratyajyamamekam. We have given up everything. Your husband, our children, chasteness, and all these things, dharma, adharma, we have given up. And we have come to. Now you should accept us. Otherwise, you are broken your
promise.
And they, but Krishna even told, you should go and serve them. They told them, how can we go? Our heart is with you. We cannot walk. Where to go? What to do? Then Krishna told, or return to your home. And all the Brahmins will apologize to you. And they will honor you. And return back. Why he has told. They are Brahminis. Also they have children. They were not gopi. Krishna can have mercy to all who are Brahmins, non-Brahmins or anyone. But for gopi to be in rush, only he can accept, only gopis. He accepted them, but told that, by this body you should return. And next, when you are remembering at the time of death, then quickly you will be in the womb of any gopi in Braja, and then you can meet me and serve me in that. So Krishna cannot accept anyone. If not falling gopis, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this wealth from Goloka Vrindavan, from Shwetdeep, this mood of gopis. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone did not know all these things. Only Chaitanya. Even Jayadeva Goswami, fearing something, he has some doubt. Oh, Ramanuj Madhvacharya, they cannot speak like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought all this. But the root is Madhvendra Puripad and Ishwar Puripad. And then in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. You are lucky, very lucky that you are all in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Though having so many worldly desires, no harm. But hearing, attachment will come. A relation will come, very strong relation will come. And thus, gradually you should give up all worldly things. One day you will have to give up. Very soon, oldness is coming. You cannot be happy in this world without practicing Harinam, Sankirtan and these things here. So try to follow. Om Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajeshatanaya Staddhama Vrindavan. I will explain tomorrow. Gaur Premanandam.